And of course, as regards shelter, sometimes, occasionally, somebody put us up for the night. We might sleep in someone's cow shed. In fact, I've written a poem about waking up in a cow shed and finding a white calf, you know, sleeping beside me. Yeah? And sometimes we slept on railway stations, and sometimes we just slept by the side of the road. Yeah? Sometimes, of course, we were in caves. And sometimes, of course, in hospitable ashrams or hermitages or other, you know, such places. Huh? So we learned to be content with and grateful for, you know, whatever we received. Hmm? And then there was, of course, the business of the identity papers. Shyamati represented us as, you know, tearing them up very dramatically and flinging them all around. I can't remember doing it quite like that. But speaking for myself, I certainly did tear up my identity papers into small fragments. Don't remember how we disposed of them, but yes, we had no identity. At least in our own minds. Huh? And to me, that was a very important aspect of the whole going forth. One went forth just as the Buddha had gone forth, as Siddhartha had gone forth, from one's social or one's civic identity. Hmm? So having gone forth, I didn't feel that I was an Englishman anymore. I felt I'd given up my nationality quite literally. Huh? So for a long time, my companion Buddharakshita and I persisted in saying that we had no nationality. And sometimes if we happened to meet government officials or even just curious people, they couldn't understand that. Huh? They said, well, you must have some nationality. Huh? And they would try very hard to prize this secret of our nationality from us. But for a long time, I was able to avoid saying that I was of a particular nationality. And nowadays, of course, there's quite a bit of discussion about identity and about multiple identity. And I don't think that this has ever given me any real trouble. Hmm? I certainly feel that I have multiple identities, in a sense. Hmm? To begin with, I'm a human being. That gives me a certain identity. I'm an animal of the human species. Huh? And then I'm a man and not a woman. I'd almost said, glad to say, but then mustn't say those sort of things nowadays. but I'm a man. And, yes. Well, there's a lot one mustn't say nowadays. Depends who's listening. Huh? And there's usually someone listening. There's nearly always a fly of some kind on the wall. Yes. And another identity is, yes, I'm a Buddhist. Huh? I might say an ecumenical Buddhist. Yes, and also I'm the founder of the FWPO and the WPO. That gives me another identity. And I'm a writer. I'm a poet. Yeah. At least I like to think I'm a poet. So yes, I have these sort of multiple identities, and all of you have them also. Some have more identities than others. But I think the important thing is that one doesn't identify oneself with any of these identities in an exclusive way, or in a way that is, as it were, too emphatic. Huh? It's just a fact that you recognize. Huh? For instance, I now have a passport. But I don't think I'm fanatically English. Yeah? I recognise that, yes, I was born and brought up in England. I have a certain emotional link with England, with English history and so on. But I don't think I identify myself with being English to such an extent that I invariably, as it were, take England's side in everything or have a hostile attitude to those who are not English. In fact, I've always liked to have, you know, friends, even close friends, who were not English like myself. So that's another thing that has grown out of my going forth and my tearing up of my identity papers. at least I try not to identify myself too closely with any of my so-called identities. And I think this is very important, you know, when we come to the FWBO and especially the WBO. In the WBO we have people of all sorts of nationalities, all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of cultures. But within the order, we are first and foremost just order members. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important that we have chapters and that order members belong to chapters. Because you meet, when you meet as a member of a chapter, you meet just as an order member. You put aside everything else. That is what you really meet as, just a group of order members. Just concerned with deepening your going for refuge, confessing what needs to be confessed, and trying to achieve a greater, a deeper understanding of the Dharma, and a closer and more rewarding spiritual friendship. So, we need to sit loose to our identities, even to our identity as order members, in the sense it doesn't oppose us to other Buddhists, because one of the things we recognize is that a Buddhist is one who goes for refuge. And of course there are many who do go for refuge and truly go for refuge, who live and work and practice the Dharma outside the context of the FWBO.